This YouTuber tried proving people are lazy by turning $10,000 into $1 million, but he accidentally ended up embarrassing himself instead and promoted a guru who we're going to be exposing today.
We could be doing hard labor, but instead the idea is mentality, success, and money.
The YouTuber is Whistling Diesel. He has 10 million subscribers, and his name is Cody. His channel's motto, never ever clickbait ever. So you can imagine I'm pretty excited about this video because look at that title. He's going to prove people are lazy with a series showing people that hate money how truly possible it is to make money. Let's dive in and find out from the guy who never clickbaits how exactly that's going to work.
Alex is one of the world's top leading day traders. We're going to turn $10,000 into $1 million in one day.
Oh, well, actually, that seems pretty lazy to make $1 million in one day instead of being patient, but it also turns out to be clickbait because, of course, they don't make $1 million. But the setup is pretty simple. Cody Whistlin' Diesel plays this jokester who doesn't know anything, and then we have Alex. He's presented as our guru, one of the top day traders of the world.
Alex is the world's expert trader, world's top leading day trader.
And it's kind of a strange mix because Cody seems to not take this seriously at all, while Alex is very serious.
We're betting that the Japanese yen is going to get weaker and the New Zealand dollar is going to get stronger.
The first thing you want to do when you come into the market, you want to find out of all the markets which one has the highest probability of going in one direction versus the other.
You know, it was somewhere in the middle of this very simple Forex explanation that I realized, oh, these guys are selling something. Or at least Alex is. He's an expert who sells a course for $1,500 to teach people trading, which makes all of this pretty weird. But then Alex makes a pretty interesting admission about the whole experiment.
I was actually interested in taking this trade before you pulled up. You would have lost your full 10 grand right there.
Really?
Yeah, out of it.
Really? So we're gonna cut and we're gonna come back in 2 hours when this trade is 5 times the value.
He's gonna let me borrow the Porsche and we're gonna have fun for a little bit while we're letting our money stack. We could be doing hard labor, but instead the idea is mentality, success, and money.
So in a quest to prove people hate money and are lazy, Cody shows up, nearly loses everything, makes one trade, and then takes a 2-hour break to drive supercars. Wasn't this whole video about hard labor and why people are lazy? Now it's about supercars and letting your money stack? Let's be honest, you need something before you can let your money stack. You need money. This is all starting to feel like an advertisement for Alex the Forex Guru. After all, Whistlin' Diesel is not a financial YouTuber. He knows nothing about that stuff. He makes car videos, but suddenly is spending 15 minutes learning about Forex. But just when I started to agree with the comment section, I got the video's real sponsor.
Brings us to our ad break while we're making revenue. A personal data protection system.
Yeah, apparently, that's the ad.
I think at least 3 seconds.
I'm not gonna lie, it's actually a lot better than I thought.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was gonna taste like.
Okay, we're gonna skip this ad too.
So here's something interesting about Incogni.
A reviewer from Business Insider shared their first-hand experience.
Okay, never mind. That's still the ad. Let's skip that too and get back to what we only think might be an ad.
Where are we at?
So we were up probably.
We're at 89,000.
No, 90,000.
We were at 90. Oh, we're at 90.
No, but we were. I saw it on the phone.
91, 92. So should we pull out at 100?
No, this is gonna go more than 100.
Really?
Yeah, this is probably going to be like 400 grand. Oh. No, for sure, 100%. But it's going to take 2 to 3 days to get there.
All right. So we missed a lot while driving supercars and doing 2 ads. We now learn we're in the money, and in 2 days, we'll have $400,000. But Whistlin' Diesel doesn't want to wait that long. Instead, he closes his trade for $9,000 in profit. But I started to wonder, what if they had held on to this trade? Because even Cody wondered how his day trader guru friend could just know it was going to go up so high.
I don't know. You could wait it out or...
How do you know?
Yeah, just know. I don't know how to explain it.
How do you know? What does he know?
Yeah, what does he know? I wondered the same thing. So I whipped up a Forex simulation of almost the same exact trade, but I kept my money in this time for a few days. And the question is, did I make $400,000? No, I did not. I basically lost everything in my simulated account. Because it turns out doubling your money is actually very risky. No matter how much someone says they just know the trade is going to go up, they really don't. Now, I reached out to Whistlin' Diesel and asked him point blank if this entire video was an ad, but he insisted it wasn't. According to him, he was paid nothing except his profits. Alex, for his part, said the exact same thing, although he did admit that he has paid influencers in the past to collaborate, like Steve Will Do It. He also got Aiden Ross to give him an interview in exchange for using his Bugatti.
It's never too late to try something new. You know, you have college, you have 9-to-5s, they're always around, they're always there. They're not going anywhere. People need workers. Try. Just try something new. Try flipping the switch here. Try do something that you believe in yourself with.
So, yeah, apparently those two got something out of it. Supposedly Whistlin' Diesel did not. If you even assume that's true, I still think it's worth digging into who this Alex guy is. And the question is it actually a good idea to give someone like this your money or to spend your money Forex day trading? Is it the secret to untold wealth? And how did Alex really get his Bugatti money? Well, of course, I asked, and Alex told me he made $7.5 million in the last 4 years from selling courses, actually. Teaching people how to trade, which is insane. Now, Alex claims that some of his money comes from day trading, but I never learned exactly how much. He said it ranges. But there's a famous lesson. There's more money to make selling shovels in a gold rush than mining for gold. Alex's website even says, I am a miner, can I do it? And the answer is yes, for $1,500. Although later I learned that actually he meant miner as in like underage person who actually aren't allowed to trade Forex. You have to be 18. But Alex's website says that you can just trade with a real account in the name of a family member of legal age, which is, again, not allowed. To make matters worse, Alex has also been accused of faking trades online and using simulated accounts instead of real money. Simulated just means essentially you're using Monopoly money. It's what I did a second ago to test out that trade. But Alex denies this. He says he doesn't fake trades. The only problem I find with this is that there's a disclaimer in Alex's own videos called CFTC 441, which is a reference to a special regulation where you have to disclose if you're using a simulated account. Here's the CFTC guidelines. It matches up with what Alex's videos and website say. And this makes me think at least some of Alex's trades are not real money, despite him claiming to be such a profitable trader. Now, Alex would later tell me this is a very catch-all disclaimer commonly used in the industry. But that could be because this industry is full of a lot of people faking trading records. Now, I did try to explain this to Cody, the guy pushing this great trader, world's best trader.
World's top leading day traders.
And I said, maybe this guy's not all you think he is. But Cody defended himself saying, I didn't promote him. I literally went day trading with him and made $9,000. Haha. He's factually skilled enough to double my money in a few hours, which I guess is true, but he's also skilled enough to make you almost lose everything twice.
I was going to just like dump all my money into it.
Really? I mean, you could, but you're going to lose it all.
Really?
I was actually interested in taking this trade before you pulled up. You would have lost your full 10 grand right there.
Really?
Yeah, out of it.
And this just shows Cody's arrogance here. He's so uneducated on Forex, but also so confident about it. He was moments away from losing everything, but he doesn't seem to know it or care. I asked him which broker they ended up using, and he said he doesn't even know what a broker is. That's another big problem because a big part of Forex scams are sketchy offshore brokerages where you don't know if it's real or fake money, and they can take your money and run. Now, I went to Alex's website because I was curious, and Alex recommends a broker called LQH Markets, which he calls trusted. But I would beg to differ because this brokerage is located in Camaros, which you can't locate on a map. I forbid you from depositing money there. It is also offshore and it has no CEO listed, meaning we don't even know who owns it. It's also banned from accepting US investors. But of course, the same guy who says miners can impersonate family members has no problem getting us around that too.
This is the kind of the L for some people, which is no US clients. I'm sure you guys can figure out a way how to do it. Get a VPN and do it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking stuff. Just VPN to a trusted broker. Apparently, Alex's whole community trades there. That's how trusted this brokerage is.
I believe that there is a trusted broker. This is the current broker that I use right now, which is LQH Markets. Been using it for a very long time. My whole entire community uses it. This is the trusted one that I recommend.
After hearing all of this, I just wanted to know, surely Alex knows who's behind this trusted broker. So I asked, who is the owner of LQH Markets? Are you a part owner? And he told me, quote, I'm not sure who is. There are many affiliate broker companies that do outreach on behalf of platforms to give the best deals. And no, I'm not. So apparently his whole community is sending money offshore. He calls it trusted, but he doesn't know who owns it. It's shocking stuff, but even if you thought that was bad, it actually gets worse because the last company Alex promoted was a different one. It was called Rocket 21.
Join the Rocket 21 Discord, the Rocket team. How legit Rocket is.
Rocket 21 Challenge, Rocket 21 Instagram. Take your Rocket 21 Challenge. I only and will forever recommend Rocket 21.
That's right. Alex used to promote a website which was a place you could get funded as a trader. These are called prop firms, and in the Forex industry, they're mostly huge scams. How it works is they issue challenges to traders who pay for it with the promise that if they are profitable enough, they will get bigger and bigger accounts that they can trade with, and then they will receive a split of the profit that they make with these trades, which all sounds fine, except these companies are not actually trading anything. They do not use real money accounts. They give their traders fake simulated trading accounts, which means that when these companies lose money because their customers win, they pay them out of pocket, and vice versa, they make money when traders lose, which is strange when you think about it, because Alex's whole thing is to teach people how to trade successfully. But he's also promoting a website which succeeds the more his students fail. Maybe it's no surprise many of his fans now call this website a scam. And although many of them believe Alex was simply a promoter of the website, I have bad news for them. Alex admitted to me that he was also a partial owner of Rocket 21, although he says he's no longer a part. But just imagine the conflict of interest here. You are purporting to teach people how to successfully trade, and you co-own something that makes more money the more people unsuccessfully trade. Talk about a conflict of interest. It's also interesting to note that Alex at various points traded from a Rocket 21 account, saying he had a $1 million account. But now that we know he was a co-owner of this company, and also that these were simulated funds, what are we even watching? A guy playing with Monopoly money?
We're about to take this trade together on my $1 million account right now that I currently have from Rocket. So this is my $1 million account from Rocket. So we're literally going to take this trade together.
Like, I hope you guys see what a nasty business this is. And unfortunately, it's not just Alex. There are many Forex gurus doing the same thing, pushing these prop firms.
What is a reputable unlimited trading day that I know will pay me out? Check out Smart Funded Trader. Link is in the bio.
If you guys want to check out at a Leveled Up Society or the Day Trading Institution, you can also find that down in the description as well.
TFT continues to grow. People are getting paid and people are telling their friends and people are making money and they're sharing that TFT is reliable, and that's why TFT is growing.
And unfortunately, even if you do win and you make a bunch of money, many of these companies will ban your accounts or delay your withdrawals. That is something Alex is even aware of, which is why he addresses it head on in his promotional videos by doing a car giveaway.
There's a lot of talks about there about, you know, a lot of these firms not paying people out, being super sketch. A lot of new firms pop up like every week, all these influencers, they just make their own firms. And we, like, I was talking to the team, to the Rocket team, and we're like, dude, if we give away a Lambo, we pretty much cash out $250,000 and we just hand it to somebody. This is to show proof that Rocket's gonna have no issue paying you out. There's literally no issue.
Yeah, guys, no issues. The proof is in the Lamborghini giveaway. Now, I happened to grab the last 5 reviews of this company on Trustpilot, and all of them are 1-star, reporting that there are delays or they are not getting paid from Alex's former company, which is obviously bad. But of course, Alex isn't the only one. He's just the one on the biggest platform at the moment. The Forex industry is full of scams, fakes, and frauds, and you should be careful when anyone makes earning lots of money seem easy. Despite what Whistlin' Diesel would have you believe, it's much harder to make $1 million than you think, and much easier to lose what money you do have. Ironically, Cody would know that if he had done a bit more due diligence and not been so lazy.